BP added more than $70 billion to the U.S. economy last year by making investments from coast to coast. Investments like building charging hubs for fleets of electric buses in California and starting up new infrastructure in the Gulf of Mexico. It's and, not or. See what doing both means for energy nationwide at bp.com/investinginamerica.
What's the spraying of semen on people's story?
Oh, it's a Walmart story.
Yeah. Okay. Indiana. Like, Northwest Indiana Walmart.
Portage, Indiana. Yeah. Let's see.
Walmart was, it's not that Target semen.
I'm high-end semen.
She's accused of possibly squirting bodily fluid from a syringe onto a woman shopping at Walmart.
Oh, man, in a syringe.
According
too.
To records,
shopping
a woman
at Walmart
told authorities
sucks to begin with.
She was in the spray paint aisle when a man later identified as Dontrell Morris of Three Rivers, Michigan, stood close to her, then was really awkward after allegedly pretending to bump into her. Records state Morris left, and the woman noticed something sticky near her lower back.
If she's a heterosexual woman, she knows what semen feels like. You know, they do.
So they found the guy out in the parking lot.
He took she knows what semen feels like.
After he was taken into custody, records
probably on her back, too. Yeah.
The plastic syringe was located in his shorts. Morris told police a white creamy substance located inside the syringe was just lotion. Officers believed it possibly contained semen. He was charged with sexual battery, battery by bodily waste. I didn't know that was a charge.
You got to taste it, see if
and
it's
he was
or
released
semen.
From jail. Let's see. Oh, his initial hearing
he
is
was
scheduled
released.
For today.
Why don't you just keep this guy in jail?
He was released on bond.
Right.
I mean, yeah, he posted bond and was
you know how a cop will take a little finger and put it to see if it's coke or not, if it's a drug bust, something like that? What if the cop did that? Yeah. That's semen.
Guessing not.
Yeah, that's semen.
Guessing not.
So we can follow
it's
up.
It's safer to put coke in your
right.
mouth.
Because, yes, it is. Than unknown semen. Plus.
Yes.
Yeah, that's yes. good with that.
Make
yeah.
a note to check and see how court went for this guy, because he's going yeah. to court today.
Yeah.
His initial hearing.
I'm
watch for syringes
super
today.
Super creepy.
Court, man. What a weirdo, man.
Yeah.
That's his kink, too. That he sprayed something on a woman randomly and then smiled and walked to the parking lot. That's his kink.
A lot of people that get busted, they don't get busted doing something the first time.
Oh, no.
Wonder,
this
no.
is not
time
first
he's done
time.
This.
Oh, yeah. He's, for whatever reason, enjoys this. And I'm going to say he's done it before.
I'm going to say it wasn't the first time he's done it in that Walmart.
And he's in the spray paint aisle.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
disgusting.
I think that if there's a silver lining, it's the fact that obviously she probably had a shirt on, and it probably didn't, you know, it was on her shirt, and it wasn't anywhere near where it could get in, you know.
I think it's more of just a gross out factor.
It totally is.
Oh,
it totally
no.
Is.
This woman probably had a big sports bra on with her gut hanging out. Come on. Yeah. She's in a Walmart in Northwest Indiana.
But I'm guessing she doesn't have to get tested for anything because of her contact with this, you know?
No. You hope yeah. not.
And she knows whatever sticky stuff is on her lower back. She can identify any sticky. Is that jelly?
That jelly? Yeah.
With her gut hanging out, hanging yeah. right there.
You're
she
right,
deserved I'm, it. She had a big gut. She deserved
I'm
it.
Giving, no, I'm not saying she deserved
I know,
it. But I'm
I know,
saying she was dressed like she was going to Walmart.
Oh, to Walmart, right.
Yeah.
Right.
I am giving this lady a lot of credit for being at Walmart and assuming she had a shirt on.
You want to kill your appetite even more. That doesn't really bother me. That
do you think
story,
she
actually.
Gets spray paint on the house then? You're like, hey, this guy yeah. just sprayed all over my back.
That stuck to the tank.
I'm taking the spray paint.
Oh, man. I have to ask your dad about that, actually.
Oh, you meant that, too.
The stress and crowds of holiday shopping can put a damper on your holiday spirit, and you don't always find all the perfect gifts you're looking for. The Virginia Lottery's games make easy and tremendously fun gifts for all the adults in your life, even you. Celebrate the season of gifting with Virginia Lottery Scratchers and online instant games. For more info, visit valottery.com/holiday.
Have you heard you can listen to your favorite news podcasts ad-free? Good news. With Amazon Music, you have access to the largest catalog of ad-free top podcasts included with your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or visit amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free and catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Man suing Warren Olive Garden. Oh my God! I'm looking at this picture. I'm gonna heave.
Yeah, it's terrible, isn't it?
It's a rat leg. And is that a soup or a pasta? What is it? I can't tell. Believe
it was a minestrone soup.
Oh,
I don't even want to look.
Suing for more than $25,000.
You'll just see a rat leg sitting there with some food.
There's a little hair left on it too. Yeah.
If I have to look, you gotta look.
I want to eat soup again.
I know, so do I.
I've never been a big fan of minestrone. I could do without that.
Yeah, but it still could have dropped in your clam chowder too, for that matter.
Yeah, Warren, Michigan. it's suburban Detroit, I believe.
Yeah. I'd sue too, by the way.
An Olive Garden.
I would want money.
That's
absolutely
disgusting.
What's next to that? Because they put something in there for some perspective.
It's like a pepper or something else scooped out of the soup.
Yeah. That's a big old rat leg, but no, rats are big old rodents.
Quote, I felt something stab me in the mouth, and I wasn't sure. And
he took a bite out of it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. This thing was in his mouth.
Oh.
This thing was in his mouth. He thought it was a needle. And then he pulled it out, and it was according to the lawsuit, he was eating the bowl of minestrone, he felt a stabbing pain in his mouth. When he tried to swallow, he realized an object was hooked to the inside of his cheek. And he said he threw up at the booth, as you would.
I might throw up right here.
Regurgitated, leaned over to the side, and found the wall. Yeah, once I realized that thing was in my mouth and I was chewing.
Ugh.
He then spit out the object, realized it was a rat's hairy and clawed leg, and seeing the leg caused him to vomit.
Did you see the manager's response?
One of the friends...
Manager came to the table and commented... That's funny. We don't put meat in the minestrone.
Wow. Wrong answer.
Like you're getting a treat.
Wrong answer.
Yeah, because that's going to be in the lawsuit that the manager said.
Oh, we got a tetanus shot. I'm not familiar with antibiotic mouth rinse.
Or antibiotic.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's probably why you're not familiar with how you pronounce it.
You'd hope they'd let everybody know who was eating minestrone at that time in the restaurant. Like, hey, stop right now.
You're right. That.
Yeah, you probably
it's all
would.
All from the same vat. They're not making individual bowls.
Well, they're going to find the other rat. They got to find the other leg.
Yeah,
three legs.
Gross.
Yeah, there would be three of them.
Maybe a tail, maybe a head.
Yeah,
maybe a torso.
Body.
Yeah.
You got to assume all that soup. Because I doubt that I'd be surprised if Olive Garden's making any of this fresh. It's probably just coming in a big bag.
Yeah. You worked there, didn't you?
Thawing.
I was waiting tables there.
Oh, yeah. No, that came from some sort of food supply house.
Yeah.
And they just dumped it in and heated it up.
Yeah, it didn't come from the restaurant.
No.
It's not their fault, but still. I'm wanting a settlement of some sort, at least six figures.
The lawsuit says he got little sleep that night.
I'll take $30,000, though, you know.
And in the days following the incident, he felt nauseated, had diarrhea, felt like he couldn't eat anything except crackers. In the weeks and months after, he suffered from an increased anxiety and depression, felt like he couldn't eat meat, and stopped going to restaurants unless he could see the food being prepared. I get all of that.
Yeah, I didn't try ham salad sandwiches for a long time after my grandmother's Band-Aid was in my mouth, you know. But I'd rather have my grandmother's Band-Aid in my mouth than any kind of rat leg in a heartbeat, you know. You know.
That's one of the worst stories we've done here in a long time.
Yeah, it has been.
Oh, and
thank
then
you, Puss.
Okay.
We'll talk about like boogers for 20 minutes.
Yeah, but this is one we need to, and we'll ask the audience to do our job here. But remind us to follow up on this, because I'm curious.
How much he's going to get?
What kind of money he gets.
So the health department showed up 2 days after this, did an inspection, didn't find anything, and nothing was found to be in violation, nor did the restaurant ever have issues with rats. The Olive Garden spokesperson has said, we have no reason to believe there is any validity to this claim.
How about the picture?
He brought his own rat. Because there's a few people busted for bringing their own crap in. They figure it out.
Did that happen with like a finger in chili or something?
Yeah.
Or in a burger
that
or
was
something?
They caught those people. Right. They conspired.
Yeah, but they chopped off their own finger.
No, it was an accident.
Oh,
he lost
it
in an accident.
And then he thought he could
make
a payday out of it by taking it to Wendy's or whatever.
It's pretty obvious when you raise your hand and you have four fingers.
Yeah, that's what they're going to say. They're going to say, no, this guy brought a rat leg in.
Well, but and it's not like
check the cameras, man.
He's not suing for $10 million. It's $25,000. Wouldn't
nobody wants? Okay, yeah. And see the price. Okay.
$25,000. Here, here's your money. Let's not get this in the news any further.
Oh, yeah, that's not, that seems a little low.
That's what it said in the story. $25,000.
And they're going to try to chop that down, too. We'll give you 10, you know, that kind of
stuff. They should have just cut him a check so this didn't even get out.
Yeah. Yeah,
yeah, and by the way, the manager's not helping his cause.
No.
Saying that at all. Joking about it at all.
We don't even put meat in the minestrone.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. That's nasty.
Yeah, but if you were starving, would you boil a rat leg and eat it?
You're not starving.
Hey, if you're, like, near death, if you're, like, that hungry.
Yeah, post-apocalyptic, maybe, if that's the only meat that I could find to put over the fire, okay. Right.
If that's going to help you survive one more day on History Channels alone, yeah. And you're going to win
the Olive Garden,
you're eating rat legs all the time.
Did that guy win?
No, he did not.
Oh, he didn't?
I don't think so, because all I could find was the I saw a list of season winners, and I don't know if it's up to date.
I'll have to do some checking.
Yeah, because I don't know what season we're on. I think it's season 9. And
why would you do the phoners if you didn't win?
Because they asked him to.
Yeah.
Let's call him back.
They probably threw him a few bucks for doing the pub.
Yeah, probably did.
Yeah, because that was an all or nothing, wasn't it? Yeah. Wasn't it a winner take all thing?
Yeah, $500,000 to the winner, zero to second.
Right.
Man, that sucks too. All right. Cameron Logsdon will be here. Jason Mew's going to phone the program. Joe List also going to phone the program. I would say go have breakfast this morning, but you don't want to now, for sure. You know, think about the semen on the chick's gut. That might be more appetizing.
It was her back. It was her back.
Those are brutal.
Yeah, but it's a big enough gut. There's a back gut, too.
And the big belly was just speculation, but probably good speculation.
You're playing the odds. It was Walmart.